Začnemo z vami, Dragan. Na kaj je alergična svetovna znana pevka Beyoncé? Egalite, Beyoncé.
Kečap, mogoče.
Kečap, mogoče. Ni pravilen odgovor, Dragan, mogoče ni. Damjan, imate pomoč na prvem mestu besede?
Nimam pojma.
Nimate pojma. Gregor! Damjan, prav gotovo ste tudi vi alergični na to zadevo, ampak zgolj družbeno pogojeno, ne?
Posluh.
Ne, nepravilno. To je parfum.
Sva Štardica. Vsak drugi dan ob 9. jutrani na Radiu Študent. Dobro jutro! Pozdravljeni v Svaštarnici, v tokratni oddaji se pogovarjamo z Vinkom Baričem, hrvaškim slikarjem, risarjem stripov in glasbenikom. Prav danes, 15. marca, bo v kinu Šiška namreč potekala predstavitev Baričevega najnovejšega dela, diskografija XU Panka in Novega Vala. Knjiga je šla novembra lani v dvorani Komuna, pa jo bo ob 19. uri nocoj v pogovoru s Simonom Kardumom in Igorjem Bašinom Bigorjem. Bašinom Bigorjem predstavil tudi avtor sam. Diskografija XU Panka in Novega Vala je monografija glasbenikov, ki so ustvarjali v obdobju bivše Jugoslavije med letoma 1977 in 1987, v kateri so zbrane biografije in diskografije ustvarjalcev. Barič je v svojem prejšnjem delu Hrvaški Punk in Novi Val 1976 do 1986 prikazal navdušenje nad jugoslovanskim punkom, zato nas je zanimalo, kje in kako se je ta strast sploh porodila.
This fascination came when I went to the high school. I listened to English and American punk rock, and then I discovered about 1996 I discovered the Yugoslav punk and new wave and started to listen to that just as this the British and American new wave. And I found it fascinating for me, and it still get inspiration from that all these years.
V knjigi je Barič zajel več kot 400 zasedb, ki so delovale v obdobju med letama 1977 in 1987. Za pripravo knjige pa je potreboval skoraj 2 leti. Kako knjiga izgleda, pove Barič.
Well, we could call it encyclopedia because the concept is the bands are by the alphabet. And every band has a photograph, short biography and extensive discography.
Za realizacijo prejšnje monografije Hrvaški punk in Novi val je Barič že sodeloval s številnimi izvajalci iz hrvaške scene. Ker pa njegovo zadnje delo, diskografija XU Panka in Novega vala, seže onkraj meja Hrvaške, je pomoč poiskal pri prijateljih iz Slovenije, Srbije ter Bosne in Hercegovine. Zanimalo nas je, ali je iskanje manj znanih zasedb, ki jih je vključil v monografijo, predstavljalo problem.
Yes, some yes, but Discogs help a lot. I go to Discogs and almost everything is on Discogs. But I found a few bands which aren't on Discogs, few editions. So I must to find that also. But I think I succeed in that.
Nova monografija torej ne obravnava zgolj velikih imen jugoslovanskega panka in novega vala. Barič je vanje vključil tudi zajetno količino zasedb, ki so takrat ustvarjale na območju današnje Slovenije. V nadaljevanju pove, na kakšne zanimivosti je naletel v tej obsežni raziskavi.
I find that Laibach had a very, very big discography, a lot of pirate cassette releases were released and it's a really impressive discography. I didn't know that before. I think I was not just this official discography, but I didn't know that so many bootlegs of Laibach exist. And also Mario Mardidoušek was some kind of relief. He released many tapes, about 40, as I know. So, it is interesting.
Na predstavitvi knjige v kinu Šiška Barič pričakuje tudi nekatere slovenske punk izvajalce iz 80-ih let prejšnjega stoletja. Zaupal nam je, katera so bila po njegovem mnenju najpomembnejša prizorišča punka v Jugoslaviji.
We must know that every scene was a little bit different. So for the punk scene, the best scenes were Ljubljana and Rijeka. For the new wave scene, the best scenes were Zagreb and Belgrade. So when we talk about punk, it's Ljubljana and Rijeka, and maybe Pula also. Pula has a big punk scene too. There are three towns. The rest is mainly new wave and forgot scene, let's say Skopje and new primitive Sarajevo and things like that.
Vinko Barič se je v preteklosti izkazal tudi kot stripar in sicer z izidom več stripovskih albumov, enega od njih je pred 8 leti v okviru Stripolisa že predstavil kinu Šiška, aktiven pa je tudi kot član glasbene zasedbe. Priprava knjige Diskografija XU Panka in Novega Vala za Bariča tako pomeni razširitev že tako raznolikega umetniško-glasbenega udejstvovanja.
Well, I enjoy writing because I also find out for myself about 50 groups that I didn't know, 50 or more, I don't know, that I didn't know before. Small, mostly small hardcore punk bands from the 80s, from Belgrade, seen from, I don't know, from Slovenia, from Croatia, Bosnia, well, a lot of those little micro bands I discovered, which has maybe one or two songs or some compilation tape, some obscure compilation. So it was interesting. Yes, I also learned something. I mean, doing this book, yes, had some new horizons.
Moderni punk na območju nekdanje Jugoslavije se je po mnenju Bariča nekoliko spremenil. Današnji punkari so se oddaljili od stila, ki ga povezujemo z glasbo Jugoslavije tistega obdobja in se odprli mednarodnim glasbenim vplivom. Avtor o tem ne vidi problema, a meni, da z zasedbam zaradi tega primankuje izvirnosti in dodaja, da mnogi glasbeniki za izražanje uporabljajo angleščino, česar ne odobrava.
We talk about modern punk link, we could see link in the modern band like Absurd from Belgrade and like Crna Ruč, which became from Absurd also, and they are sounding like mid-80s punk bands from Yugoslavia, but this modern punk is had more with New York hardcore than with Yugo punk of the 80s. But it's not so bad because that group's also spreading the punk revolution, let's say. So, but in a little bit different music, a little bit different way, more like, don't know, from grindcore to pop punk, by in modern terms. It's still alive. Punk is not dead.
V današnji svaštarnici smo govorili z umetnikom, striparjem in glasbenikom Vinkom Baričem, ki bo v kinu Šiška ob 19. uri nocoj predstavil svojo novo knjigo Diskografija XU Panka in Novega Vala. V pogovoru je spregovoril o procesu izdelave monografije in svojih pogledih na bivšo jugoslovansko in današnjo punk sceno. Več lahko torej slišite drevi v kinu Šiška, ko se bo Barič v dvorani Komuna v daljšem pogovoru o tej sceni in novi monografiji pogovoril s Simonom Kardumom in Igorjem Bašinom Bigorjem.
Svaštarnico sta pripravila vajenec Nejc in mentor Timotej Terglav.
Svaštarnica, svetovno znana rubrika o glasbi z alergijo na stare novice, slabe komade in dolgočasne intervjuje. Samo na Radiu Študent.